Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM.
Thank you. zur rechten Zeit. Nun das Warten hat ein Ende. Leid euer Ohr in der Legende.
Rammstein. Rammstein.
Ladino Dimes on 93.2 FM. This, we're gonna get into the Latino land mood. Vibes, vibrations. Real.
Gesicht, du liebst mich, denn ich lieb dich nicht.
barrio me voy, del barrio me fui. Triste melodía que oigo al partir. Voy dejando atrás todo el arrabal en mi recuerdo.
Rota la ilusión de mi esperanza, toda la razón de mi existir. Este corazón se quedó solo también, buscando su consuelo en el ayer.
El barrio me voy, el barrio me fui. Triste melodía que oigo al partir. Voy dejando atrás todo el arrabal de mi recuerdo. El barrio me voy, el barrio me fui. Triste melodía que oigo al partir. Voy dejando atrás todo el arrabal de mi recuerdo.
Rota la ilusión de mi esperanza, toda la razón de mi existir. Este corazón se quedó solo también, buscando su consuelo en el ayer.
Latino Dimes on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live, a community radio station for the community by the community. Yeah, one more time, yeah, with you till 7 o'clock. And yes, my number to text me if you want me to announce anything that you're organizing or you're taking part in Sheffield. Let me know, send me a text and I'll read it out to you and I'll give a shout out for you. So my number is 079-44-031-894. Yes, don't call me, please text me, because as I'm surrounded by equipment here and all this technology stuff, I don't have time to talk on the phone, but I can actually talk on the microphone. Anyway, yes, send me a text with whatever news or announcement that you want me to make for you. Okay, amigos, yeah, it's been a pretty hectic week, you know, for me. I've been all over the place, you know. I've been to the gym, believe you me, brothers and sisters. I've been to the gym, man. Half an hour into it, and I was almost, oh my god, I'm dying here, you know, I've got to get out, break for about 10-15 minutes, and then I carried on with a bit of more exercise. It's not that to build up, to be a bodybuilder or anything, you know, just to get some movements, you know, and some action on my legs, you know, from my waist down. I need some action, you know. I know what you're thinking. No, I mean like walking kind of thing, you know, walking and be able to bend down and get up
without pain, without many much effort, you know what I mean? And well, the rest, whatever's in your mind, you know, that's up to yours, up to yours, up to yours. Anyway, I'm telling myself jokes here, you know what I mean? Anyway, yes, as I said, it's been a hectic week, and I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm cool, you know, and I'm glad, you know, that one of my kids, you know, my daughter, she's gone to Dubai, man, on holiday, and then she's going to Bali, man, on holiday, without coming back to England. She's gonna be out for 3.5 weeks, you know. I keep telling the young people, you know, not just my kids, you know, every young people, you know, when you're young, try to adventure and go out there, you know. Don't get engaged and don't get married, you know, just go out there and party, you know, adventure, get to know the world, you know, and then, because otherwise, you know, you're going to get really anchored, boom, to on one spot, and you won't be able to make a move unless you take your partner with you, and if you got children, your children with you, and it's going to cost you a lot of money. So now that you're young, you're still young, save up some little money, go on an adventure, you know, before all the frontiers close, man, before all the border lines, you know, close, because this is the world coming to a very strict laws now and systems that, you know, some countries are prohibiting the entry of foreigners there, you know, thinking that immigrants, you know, they research you, they cross-examine you so thoroughly that to make sure that you're going to go there on holiday and then you're going to go back home, you know what I mean? But you're not going to stay there forever because the economy and the world, the finances, everything is going vroom down because they've been badly controlled, you know, badly organized, you know, so now we are paying the price for it. So, young people, if you get a chance to go out there and adventure, go to Africa, Indonesia, blah, blah, and avoid, for now, unfortunately, I'm going to tell you this, avoid the Middle East, you know, because that's where there's a lot of conflicts there right now, and you don't want to risk your life. Or you don't want to go there and go to, my daughter, she's going to Dubai, you know, she said she's got a friends are there who are actually working there, and they know the places where to go. Unless that is the situation, yeah, fair enough, you know, Dubai. But otherwise, you know, be careful out there. Be careful, right? These two people now in Malaysia who are facing execution, man, for trying to smuggle drugs out of that place, you know? So all these little details, you know, make sure, do your research, you know, what country you're going to, what the laws are about, you know, what their customs, you know, and everything before you go. Don't put your foot in there and then, oh my God, I didn't know that. You should know before you go, you fool. Right, okay, amigos, here's some more music for you and stay with me until 7 o'clock.
Los mexicanos estamos hechos de una fibra muy especial. Los mexicanos estamos hechos de una fibra muy especial. Estamos hechos de la mezcla del tequila y el mezcal. Somos los únicos capaces de reírnos de nuestra desgracia. Los únicos capaces de reírnos de nuestra desgracia. Nuestro país tiene la forma de un cuerno de la abundancia. Y en todo el mundo no hay nada igual. No existe en todo el mundo nada igual. En todo el mundo no hay nada igual. No existe en todo el mundo nada igual. Estamos hechos de la mezcla del tequila y el mezcal. capaces de reírnos de nuestra desgracia. Somos los únicos capaces de reírnos de nuestra desgracia. Nuestro país tiene la forma de un cuerno de la abundancia. En todo el mundo no hay nada igual, no existe en todo el mundo nada igual. En todo el mundo no hay nada igual, no existe en todo el mundo nada igual. Estamos hechos de la mezcla del tequila y el mezcal.
That was El Tri, all the way from Mexico. We're going to stay in Mexico a little while longer because I've got a really, 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 really good band. You know, we've got like Tex-Mex, you know, like Tex and Mexican musicians and some of the Mexicans who have been born in the United States from Mexican families. And the funk bands, you know, they formed their lives there. And one of the bands is the Lonely Boys, right? I played this before many years ago. And we keep these guys going because they're fantastic musicians. And obviously they are from somewhere I think it's Texas somewhere closer to their own home country. But even though they were born in the United States, but the parents and grandparents, you know, they were all from Mexico. And here we go with these beautiful guys from the Lonely Boys.
Esta es una canción de amor. Dedicada para la ciudad más grande del mundo.
It's an introduction that got this track that I'm gonna play. So now here comes the actual track, you know, because the introduction's a bit longer.
Hollywood.
Viva México, mamones, cabrones. Okay, amigos, well, we're gonna stay in Mexico because I've got another beautiful track that I want to play for you it's kind of like romantic rock pop romantic stuff, you know, that these guys the band I'm gonna play now do. I had a call the other day. Somebody said to me, "Do you know on your show? You know on your show, can we come along to the live performance?" Man, I said, "How many times have you listened to my show?" He said, "Only about twice, three times." And I said, "Yeah, but you know, every time I mentioned that you actually are welcome to come anytime you want, bring your guitars, your tambourine, your harmonica, you know, any instrument that you play, and easy to carry because the studio is kind of small. It's not enough room for a whole band to set up." And I told him this, and he said, "Oh my God, yeah. So, I'll let you know because I've got a couple of songs that I'm working on, and I would like to, you know, present them to the public and see what they think of it before I actually go and record them properly." And I said, "Do you know something? By being on my show, I want to be honest with you. It doesn't guarantee you a record label." You know, a contract, you know, or anything like that. It's just to me to help local musicians to actually, you know, promote, you know, what they do, the work they do, you know. So I could not promise you that you're going to be successful and you're going to go there, where all these places. It's interesting to what you just said to me because... I want to make clear, you know, I want to make clear that people understand, you know, that it's just a chance for you guys to play on the radio and you know, luckily enough, somebody will hear you and say, "Wow, okay, I'm a record producer or an engineer, a sound engineer, and I would like to work with this guy." So, you know what I mean? That's how you get these contacts and stuff, you know? And we provide, Sheffield Live provide one of the ways of doing that, you know. We, as I said, you know, we invite you to come along anytime. Any of you can come. You know, not necessarily play music, but if you go play, if you are an actor, an actress, you know, and you're organizing a play or, I don't know, a circus or, a, I don't know, sports competition or anything to do with the Sheffield area, you know, we are open here. The doors are open for you to come along and we talk about it, you know. And as I've said, a few guests, you know, in the past, you know, like Pablo Navarrete was the last one who came to make an announcement about this documentary showing of the Lesker. And quite a lot of people turned up, you know, and it was pretty good. So it does work, you know, sometimes, you know, positively. And it does get results, you know. On the 1st of May, but it's too soon. You might forget if I tell you now, but 1st of May, there's something else going on. Another event taking place at the Lescar, right? So, but I'll let you know closer to the dates, you know, I'll remind you of this event. So, yeah, there you are. Amigos, you're welcome anytime, you know, as I said. And if you don't want to come to the radio station, send me a text, you know, with your announcement. I'll be obliged to do it. Yeah, because that's what we're here for, man. Community radio station for the community, by the community. And me from Latino Dimes, you know, I wish you all the best and love one another. And wow, Easter is coming soon, man. Or is he here? I don't know, man. I got lost with all these dates and things, you know. There's too many things to celebrate, you know. Here, every other day, this celebration of something, you know. I'm confused. The only thing I can celebrate, and I will never ever forget, well, hopefully not, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. My birthday is next Thursday, the 17th of April. That is the one thing, you know, I will never forget. Because that's the day when I came into this world, man. When I came to take part in this big film, documentary, play that we all have roles in, you know, which is the world, right? So, 17th of April, I'll be pissed, man. No. I'll probably be sober because that was the only day I'm pissed. No. Right. So, remember. Well, remember, I'm reminding myself, you know, to 17th of April, 1958, I was born, I'm 66 years old, and I'm still there, man, I'm still there, struggling, but, you know, scratching and crawling, and, you know, but still there. Hopefully my health, well, hasn't been that beautiful, but hopefully my health will take me up to Thursday to celebrate my next birthday, okay, amigos? Yeah. Here we go with some more music on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna go to the past. Well, our my past, your past, and because the music that was produced in those years, you know, I'm talking like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, mid 90s, and then things start to change. You know, now the musicians and singers, they were relying more in electric things, you know, in the technology more than the actual talent, you know. Of course, you have to have to understand, you know, that technology will take over, you know, many, many things that we do normally, you know. Because what I'm trying to say is like electronic music, well, great. I thought it was great, you know, good idea, you know, electronic music with the Kraftwerk, you know, from Germany, Tangerine Dream, you know, Stomo Yamashita, my professor, all these people that started to use the technology and the, you know, the modern equipment, you know, to actually make music. never mind, we cannot forget, you know, how the whole thing started. And how it started is all like raw instruments, raw voices, raw, everything was raw, you know what I mean? Nothing, no auto-tune, no computers, no drum, you know, drum machines, you know, nothing like that. Everything was pure. And this is an example of how pure the music was. This is the music, the band that I grew up with. I grew up listening to them. I didn't grow up with them, actually. I didn't know them personally. So, and these guys are from my country, from Chile. So, yeah, I'm proud of them. Well, now some of them have gone now, and they're all some others retired. But the fashion carries on. I don't know exactly, you know, where the names of the new performers are, but these guys. I know them. This is what I'm trying to say right now. I want to play a track to you, a track that when I was a teenager, I remember I used to be in love with this girl, you know, who didn't take any notice of me. God, it was so sad. Anyway. And I remember dedicating this song to her because, you know, on the radio, I don't know you old school people. I've not seen this anymore, but you could ring the radio station and request a song dedicated to whoever, your mom, your dad, your girlfriend, your cat, your dog, or whatever, and the DJ will have this song and play it for you, and if he didn't have the actual song, he would play something similar. Anyway, he would accommodate you in whatever moods you were in and whatever results you wanted. So anyway, yeah. I dedicated this song to this girl that I'm not in love with her. I just fancy her a lot. Anyway, here we go. This is Los Angeles Negros.
Saber que te amo, vida mía, porque no he de decirlo si fundes tu alma con el alma mía. ¿Qué importa si después me preguntan, diré que te quiero mucho todavía. Se vive solamente una vez, hay que aprender a querer y a vivir. Hay que saber que la vida se aleja gozar esta vida teniéndote cerca de mí hasta que muera. ¿Qué importa si después me ven llorando un día? Si acaso me preguntan, diré que te quiero. Quiero mucho todavía.
Lágrimas de amor quedarán mis penas solas como yo si otra vez dices adiós. Tantas veces te has marchado que una más me da igual. Este es el momento. Ahora sí te puedes marchar. De verdad, no lo lamento que hoy te tenga que olvidar. Si te vas, no habrán más lágrimas de amor. Quedarán mis penas solas como yo si otra vez dices adiós.
Y a mi corazón